Hey, first of all, in the studio this morning is Martin Spettigue. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody. A recent NOP survey showed that over four-fifths of Britons knew little or nothing about Islam. In many ways, this is quite remarkable. Islam is now the second largest religion in Britain, and there have been Muslims here since the 16th century. In fact, the first mosque was built in Woking in 1889. What makes this ignorance of Islam surprising is that of all the great religions, Islam is the most closely related to Christianity. Both religions believe in one God, and both regard their origins as coming from Abraham. Both value prayer and fasting, and have fundamental values of generosity, forgiveness, and self-sacrifice. It was the angel Gabriel that brought the first revelation of the Quran to Muhammad, and the Quran's understanding of angels is similar to that of Christians, in that they are considered as messengers of God and guardians of men. We read of the nativity story within the Quran, and Islam affirms the virgin birth of Jesus and considers him the Messiah and a worker of miracles. Both in the Bible and the Quran, God is described as sitting on a throne, stretching forth his hand, having a face, and so forth. Muslims point out that the first believers in Islam were expelled from Mecca because of pagan persecution, and it was the Abyssinian Christians that gave them refuge. The Prophet Muhammad himself allowed a bishop and his congregation to worship in a mosque. Yet over the centuries, suspicion and hatred between the religions has been generated and perpetuated through ignorance. We hear many stories of the harshness of Islamic laws and customs, but the vast majority of these are cultural practices coming from specific countries or societies and totally separate from the religion itself. We are a multicultural society. If we can learn and understand something of others' cultures and religions, then we are able to be at one with them. And once we have this oneness, then there can be real peace. Goodbye.